702, the Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
The ANC has notified Carl Niehaus that it intends to suspend him from his duties. He's one of the most senior employees in the office of the Secretary General, Ace Makashule, and it seems this is for violating the party's code of conduct. A letter sent to him today, and the catalyst really does seem to be this personal press statement that he released earlier this month, in which he really has a go at Jesse Duarte. So let's find out more about this. Tsidi Madia is EWN's senior politics journalist joining us now. Tsidi, thank you for your time today. A letter went from Phoebe Porchetta-Kobule today to Carl Niehaus. What did it say?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Pretty much notifying him of the intention of the ANC to suspend him, rebuking Carl Niehaus for comments that he's made and saying to him that actually you've gone too far with your recent comments around the Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte. In the personal statement that he released, I think last week, he alleged that Jesse Duarte attacked him and said that she undermined his many years of contribution to the ANC. So she'd be saying that you've gone too far, that you cannot continue attacking leaders. She highlighted that this has been an issue around his social media platforms and utterances he's made in the media in the past.
And now Ace Makashule, who I suppose is his direct boss, has also now come out and distanced himself from these comments.
I found that a little bit interesting because I'm sure many would think that somebody like Carl Niehaus has a blessing of Ace Makashule to make these comments. Ace distanced himself from the saying that it will look like he's doing this on instruction from Makashule and it further divides the ANC. So he absolutely distanced himself from the comments. And I think that from that position, and I mean, Ace has a lot to deal with at the moment, but he doesn't need this one issue involving Carl Niehaus at the moment.
And during all of this, Carl Niehaus remains in hospital fighting COVID.
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd time. He's got 48 hours to respond to the ANC's intention to suspend him, but he is in the hospital. I actually gave him a call earlier and I said, do you want to comment on this development? I mean, you did send me your personal statement yourself. And he said he's a disciplined ANC member and he will not be commenting to the media about internal matters. But he remains in hospital. He was in ICU at some point. He is on a road to recovery. He did say to me that his road to recovery is quite long. His doctor said he's not fully out of the woods yet. So he still has to deal with that issue of having contracted COVID and being hospitalized from it.
You know, Tsidi, I just find it so remarkable that we are talking about Carl Niehaus again. How many lives does this cat have? And how many times does the ANC need to go through this experience to learn from it? Why does Carl Niehaus, why is he still part of the national discourse?
Mandy, I think that's a question you'd ask the ANC about many of its leaders, wouldn't you? I mean, it's not just an issue of Carl Niehaus. Just because one wants to argue the disgraced fraudster, how many leaders then do you look at in the room when you look at the NEC who should be disgraced, who should be out of the room? The SG of the party is an elephant in the room. They cannot seem to get to a point where they're in agreement about whether they should step aside or not. So I feel like Carl is just a part of the cause, you know? He's really part and parcel of what the ANC is at the moment. And as we want to complain about, oh, Carl Niehaus yet again, disgraced fraudster, a liar, you need to look around the room. The ANC cannot separate itself from a character like this when there are so many who call themselves members in good standing, disciplined members of the ANC, and then the ANC is slow to deal with these characters.
It's just remarkable. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, thank you for that report from you. I remember when Carl Niehaus was literally in the studio speaking to John Robbie, explaining all of the lies. And years later, we're back here with the ANC now notifying Carl Niehaus that it intends to suspend him from his duties.